When his lips opened, no words escaped them, only a moan. "Where is Miramar's door?" she demanded, her patience rubbed raw with fear.
"Kotho will find her," Iri said.
Her handmaidens filled the tub with tepid water that stank of sulphur, sweetened it with jars of bitter oil and handfuls of crushed mint leaves. While the bath was being prepared, Danny knelt awkwardly beside her lord husband. Her belly great with their child within. She undid his braid with anxious fingers, as she had on the night he'd taken her for the first time, beneath the stars. His bells she laid aside carefully, one by one. He would want them again, when he was well, she told herself. A breath of air entered the tent as Aego poked his head through the silk. "Khaleesi," said, "the Andal has come and begs leave to enter." The Andal was what the Dothraki called Sir Jorah. "Yes," she said, rising clumsily, "send him in." She trusted the knight. He would know what to do if anyone did. Sir Jorah Mormont ducked through the door flap and waited a moment for his eyes to adjust to the dimness. In the fierce heat of the south, he wore loose trousers of mottled sand silk and open-toed riding sandals that laced up to his knees. His scabbard hung from a twisted horsehair belt.